statement on the upcoming season, and then you guys can start firing away with questions.
Hello, everyone. It's great to be here. It's hard to believe that we're starting another basketball season, you know, celebrating the 100 years. I think I've been here 99 of the 100. We are very, very excited about our team, and I'm really happy to have Erica Bird McCall here with me. I think we did really well last year winning the Pac-12 tournament. That seems like it was yesterday. And then going to the Sweet 16 was really fun. We lost a lot, and we have a lot coming back, and we're very excited about our newcomers also. You know, I never really think about it. I know that when we play, we will be. So it's something that we have a lot of great teams in the league and a lot of great players. And I think it's just going to be, it's going to be in the trenches. You know, you're going to have to stay healthy. You're going to have to play consistent basketball, not kind of up and down. And I think that's something that we want to improve on, be more consistent this year. I'm really excited about the leadership of our team with Erica being one of our leaders and returners. Our team has great enthusiasm, and so we don't really go by much of the hype stuff.
Tara, what's your view of the new rules? The Warriors,
we started practicing the first day, kind of just thinking about more end of quarter situations or end of game situations, being able to advance the ball. So we started with it kind of the first day with our team, and kind of just the different. I don't know how it will change the free throws. I need Violet in here, but I think you just go right to two free throws instead of shooting one and ones. So I'm not sure what I don't know if that's less or for a better free throw shooting team or worse free throw shooting team, but. We're happy to play any rules. We just want to go out and get it going. And I think it will be different. I think it'll be different for our fans advancing the ball. But I'll look up there the first game like 10 minutes. What's that about? But but it'll be fun.
First off, it just improved my confidence. Just be able to play with an amazing group of girls from, the top players on each team from Tennessee, Maryland, just different places. Really improved my confidence. And then just being a captain on that team really improved my leadership. And I'm bringing some of those qualities back to Stanford. Just be able to communicate better with my teammates and just knowing that I'm always someone they can trust on and off the court. Janae right out there, Janae and Michaela Roof gave it to me because we had two Ericas on the team, and they're like, look, you need a nickname. And so we were just, I think we were like just working out, doing a bike workout. They're like, Bird, because my last name, like, McCall, like a bird. So that's how I got it. Yep.
And you love it.
I love it. Absolutely love it. So people ask me, like, are you going to change that to your a middle name, like officially? I'm like, no. We won't go that far. Yeah. Yeah. You wanna go first, or I can go? I'll go.
Go ahead.
Yeah, the high-low. The high-low offense is it's a lot of fun, just because we have the ball in our hands a lot more. It also gives us a lot more confidence, not only because our teammates trust us, but just because we know we're going to hit that shot. And knowing that we're just a lot more involved in the offense, I think it's just going to be a lot better for our team. And like Tara says, we're going to be a pretty deep team, just because we have a lot of people that can do a lot of special things. So we're pretty excited for it.
No. No, retired. From playing. That was one of the coaches came up to me afterwards and just said, the S on your shirt is not for stupid. Just don't do that again. So I'm done taking charges. What I see so far is, very energetic group. We're really a young team in terms of the number. I think the people that will play a lot of minutes will be, you know, underclassmen. And we're going with a tweak of the system that not a triangle, but some triangle action and some kind of high-low action, as Erica intimated. But we want to be a running team. Our identity is going to be an up-tempo, I think a very fast-paced team. We could be a pressing team, which would be different for our Stanford teams. I think we can be a deeper team and play, although I thought we played about eight or maybe nine people last year. We hope to play 8, 9, or 10 people regularly. And in some ways, I think it's a mystery team because I really don't know where it's going to go, but we're all enjoying the journey so far. Right. No, I mean, I like the challenge of a new team, but I think one of the things that I'm really excited about is having players, you know, like Bird being one of our leaders. She loves basketball. Basketball, you know, I think there's just a different energy with this year's team, and it's different every year. But with the success that we've had at Stanford, you can't just take it for granted. You know, I think that this team understands, wow, we've got to be ready to play every game. And we have a lot of people that are really excited about the opportunity to play and excited about getting better. And it is a different group than last year's team. It has a whole different feel to it for me.
They're really quick. They bring a lot of speed to our team. From Marta Snezak to Alexa Romano, they're super quick guards. And then Elena Smith is a player I've never seen before. International ball is completely different from American ball, and I just never know how she's going to finish. She'll go this way, and she'll finish underneath the basket. And then from Shannon Coffey, just a big body, but she has quick feet, and so she can run up and down the court. So they all bring special little traits to our team. I think that's really going to help us, especially with running the four. And speed is a big thing, a part of our identity this year.
Well, it's not like a total change, but it's something that, like, as when we went into last year, we had played, Cheney and Michaela Roof so much that, I didn't think it was fair to put Bird in a situation where we were, she was getting the ball, she was expected to do, so we put her in a kind of a different role, and at the end of the year, she basically came to me, which, we knew we were going to kind of evolve into something different, but she's like, I'm going to be more capable next year. I can do more for our team, and we are counting on her to do more for our team, and we're counting on Kaylee Johnson. So last year we played basically, by the end of the year, we played Bonnie at the stretch four and one post. Well, this year maybe one of the strengths of our team will be our post, so we can play Bird with Kaylee Johnson, with Kylie Johnson, with Alana, who can play a stretch four, or with Tess. And so we want to be able to have more flexibility in our lineups, and they've improved, and they want more action, not just screening and getting they're going to run and screen, but they're also going to get the ball in more sets, and we want to play with flow, like moving the ball and not having to call out a lot of things, just to play up tempo more. I think also one of the things that in the Bay Area, like, I'm a huge Warrior fan, and just watching how they played so many people, up-tempo. I think it was a little clinic happening every two or three nights on television for me, and it was fun to watch. They practiced at Stanford, so it was even better than going. You know, they were right down there, and I've talked with Coach Kerr, and we can go watch. Kate was up there the other day, and it's obviously they play 82 games. It's different there, but I learned a lot watching them win their championship last year, and I'm excited about this year's team and how we're going to put this puzzle together. I feel like we have a lot of really really good pieces, and. What I like is just the enthusiasm from our group. I'd be excited about that. Well, we played over in China with our Stanford team, and I believe it was 1988. Everyone was on bicycles. Different now. Well, there are more better players. So, like, I think when I look at women's basketball, it might be kind of, here are the best players up here, but in men's basketball, it might be like this. But women's basketball, there's more better players. There's more depth on teams. I think it is what I noticed, like this blows me away. I was in the weight room the other day. We had 8 players that could do like full hang chins, including Bird. Like the strength of the women is amazing to me. Full hang chins, Milana? No. Full hang chins with weights on them, with weights. So stronger. They're getting, I think nutrition, strength. They're a lot more educated about the game. I mean, honestly, when I went to college, I didn't know what a pick and roll was. I mean, I played basketball with the boys, but I didn't understand. And, these kids come in knowing things that we just, didn't know. I hope it does, and I think it could. A lot of what we have to do as a conference to convince the rest of the country that we're, like, real is we have to beat people in the preseason. So it would be great for us to, we start out well last year, obviously, beating Connecticut. Well, you've got to beat Tennessee. You've got to beat Arizona State's got to beat Kentucky. You've got to beat these teams, especially when you have them on your court. And hopefully we will do that. And I feel confident we will. I mean, we have so many – Oregon State returns a boatload of their players. Arizona State, a boatload of their players. I think we've got a lot back. And different teams will step up. Last year, what coaches poll, Arizona State was 7th. How wrong was that? Whether it's Cal, whether it's I think UCLA is going to have a great year. So I think 5 or 6 or 7 teams would be great. But then it would be also – it's not just how many teams that go, but let's go to the Final Four and win it.
Anything else? Uh-oh. Oh, there's so many good. We call them Tarisms. Tarisms. Yeah, I remember I got in trouble for, because we can't, be in a certain part of the court, like the corner. Like, I would just stand in the corner, and she was like, Bird, you can't be getting popcorn from the popcorn stand in the corner. You got to come out of there. And so, that's probably my favorite Tarism.
Roz had one, too. Roz said the play is money, not funny, like she was shooting the ball. So, yeah, we got some good ones.
Yeah, can't do a million dollar move with a nickel shot. That's a good one. Yeah.
Oh no! I saw him at Stanford. I watched the games, but I would like to go. Kate went on Sunday. So love shooting that 3 ball.
Got time for one more?
some of it is just when we can get people to play, and you know, just it was it 3 days? Really? Thanks for bringing that up. You know, I mean, some of it is just when they can play. But, you know, you got to play good teams, and if you go to the tournament, you're playing back-to-back in 2 days anyway. So, you know, just look at it as all good, whatever situation happens. The main thing for us is just that we just want people to stay healthy, we want to improve, and we want to have fun every day in practice and, you know, enjoy playing with each other. I think a lot of teams get ground down at the end. We want to keep people fresh and excited and just really have a great season. Thank you all very much. Great to see everyone. Thank you.